This is St. Louis Public Radio. Starbucks will be closed tomorrow afternoon. Every location from coast to coast will shut down so the company's 175 employees can take part in bias training. The move is part of the company's response to a highly publicized racial profiling incident that took place at a Philadelphia store in April. St. Louis Public Radio's Holly Edgell wanted to know what exactly is bias training and does it work. So she turned to Michelle Tyrene Johnson. Michelle is a radio reporter at KCUR in Kansas City now, but she conducted bias training for more than 15 years. She says bias training is not a one-time deal.
I compare diversity training to safety training. It's not about some instantaneous fix. It's about having conversations with people, giving them information, having discussions that make people have to recalibrate how they're going to do their jobs.
When you heard that Starbucks decided to close its stores coast to coast for bias training, as a person who's done this training, what was your reaction?
I cringe whenever I see employers do it as a response to something negative that's happened that's put them in the news, because then it comes off as looking punitive as opposed to being what it's supposed to be, which is to just help people think about things differently.
Have you ever had a training or a conversation where people got emotional, people got angry?
I can distinctly remember this. There was this white gentleman who throughout the course of the workshop had talked frequently about his three daughters. It was clear, it was obvious how much he adored his daughters. And at one point in the diversity training, we got to the issue of sexual orientation. And for some reason, that set him off, upset, going on about how, you know, people should leave their personal lives at home. And so I very gently said, so that reminds me. So you know, were mentioning earlier your three daughters. And I said, well, how would you feel if you got a new boss who said that you couldn't put pictures up on your desk? And he goes, are you kidding me? I would quit a job before I would let somebody tell me I couldn't do that. Now, the interesting thing about that is he didn't see where I was going. Pretty much everybody in the room started sort of exchanging glances and like, And I wasn't trying to do what got you. I was just trying to take him out of his paradigm of looking at it that way.
What do companies and employers think about success? And do they have unrealistic expectations or about what this will do to their workplace?
I think some it's checking a box. Some it's being able to say, woo. Some, I used to be an employment attorney. I used to represent the employers, right? So I know some of them, they know either because they have an impending lawsuit or they worry about one. They're like, okay, this will be a good way for us to show that we care. Some, I think it is a legitimate part of their mission. I think it should be more. And I'd argue that more companies would have realistic views of what bias diversity training did if they incorporated it in their yearly or their every other year initiatives. Again, similar to safety training, then waiting until there's a reason.
Is there anything else you think people should think about or know when it comes to bias training?
I think that people need to think of it more expansively instead of just looking at it as, oh, they're hiring somebody to tell us not to be racist. We know that. As long as we have that view, it's going to still be looked at as this sort of thing that people have to suffer through.